tell me something good about Connecticut.
Spring has sprung, which means we're getting ready to plan our vacations and think about travel. Fortunately for us in Connecticut, we've got one of the best airports in the country right here. In fact, Bradley International Airport, the third best airport in the USA, and this is according to readers of Condé Nast Traveler magazine. Voters graded airports on things like flight choice, food, beverage variety, Wi-Fi, and more. But that's not all. There's lots more happening at Bradley. For example, later this week, Frontier Airlines is going to begin regular nonstop service between Bradley and Denver. Ooh. And later this spring, Frontier is going to add new nonstop service to Raleigh-Durham in North Carolina and Orlando.
Perfect.
And Via Airlines is going to add nonstops to Pittsburgh this summer with connections to Memphis and Birmingham, Alabama. Is there any place you can't get to from Bradley? Pretty soon, it's going to be even easier to use Bradley this summer. They're going to break ground on a $210 million ground transportation center. That's going to house all the car rental companies, so you don't have to ride the bus anymore to pick up or drop off your rental car. In Connecticut, we all know how convenient Bradley is, especially when you compare it to driving to New York or Boston to get somewhere.
Who wants to do that?
Maybe that's why Bradley's passenger traffic has increased for 6 years in a row. In fact, Bradley is the second busiest airport in New England, trailing only behind Logan in Boston. Bradley Airport is certainly a great thing about Connecticut. Before the month's over, we want to make sure we highlight something very special about March. It's Women's History Month. And did you know some of Connecticut's best-known cultural attractions are rooted in women's history? Here's a few that should definitely be on your must-visit list. The Harriet Beecher Stowe House in Hartford explores the life and work of Harriet Beecher Stowe, one of the most influential women of the 19th century and the author of the famous anti-slavery novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Then there's the Hillstead Museum in Farmington. It was designed by Theodate Pope Riddle, and that's one of the first female architects in the country. She helped select the impressive collection of Impressionist arts that's displayed in the museum. Also, Prudence Crandall Museum in Canterbury, where visitors can step into the home and Academy of Prudence Crandall to learn about her heroic story and how she established the nation's first school for young African-American women in 1833. And the Florence Griswold Museum in Old Lyme. That features an outstanding collection of American Impressionist art in the home of Florence Griswold, who hosted painters in her home and turned the town into a thriving artist colony in the 19th century. You can find all these historic destinations and more on the Connecticut Women's Heritage Trail. Now, March has a couple days left, so get in on this one. March's CT Visit prize pack is up for grabs. It's a one-year membership and 2-day passes to the Lyman Allen Art Museum in New London. You'll also receive a private tour for two to the Glass House in New Canaan. That's a National Trust historic site built by the famous architect Philip Johnson. So this private tour is an unparalleled access to buildings, art, and design. And you're also going to get some awesome Connecticut swag, a tote bag, and a t-shirt. So head on over to WRCH.com and click on contact.